You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's the Dom and Jeremy show, Mix 100. Make sure you keep Mix 100 turned on throughout the day, too, because Shanna and Steele will be along here in just a little bit to get you through that work day with Denver's best mix of music. She does that so well. Lines are full. People want to play Rattle Off. Now, I got to know, are you a... Oh, Lewis hung up.
Gonzo got scared.
Dang. Freaked out, I guess. Hey, Alexa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
What are you up to today?
I am just driving to the in-laws to drop off some tamales.
Yum.
Did you say drop off tamales?
Like it's no big deal?
Yes.
Well, let us give you our address so that you can stop by and drop off a few.
I'll eat that.
There is a classic radio announcer here in the Mile High City for well over 30 years, maybe close to 40 years, Cha-Cha. And she's a good friend of mine. And Cha-Cha, Jeremy, makes the homemade tamales every year.
Yum.
You know, she has a tamale making party and has friends come over and they get together in the kitchen and they are the best tamales I've ever had in my life.
Well, you haven't had Alexa's tamales.
Yeah.
They were made by my mom, not by me.
They were
made by my mom.
Yeah. I'm going to say Alexa's mom's tamales are the second best ever. How's that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I believe you. All right, well, good for you. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yeah.
All right. Today being the day that it is, we are looking in 10 seconds for 5 United States presidents from the 1900s, from the 20th century. So 5 presidents from the 1900s. Ready? And go.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln...
time is up.
You actually got 0.
You went way back.
George was from the 1700s. Abe Lincoln was from the 1800s. But that's okay. Listen,
you still got
tamales.
Yeah. Yum. You still win.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too, guys.
Thanks, Alexa. Bye-bye. Sheila, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Tell us what you're doing today.
You know, I just finished up with the dentist, and now I got to get to work.
How'd it go?
Good times. All good. Good checkup.
All right, that's good.
So,
Does your do you have a good hygienist? Two thumbs up with your dental hygienist?
You know, she's awesome, but she likes to talk a lot when she's got the tools in your mouth.
Yes, we've complained about that.
I hate
that.
You know? Yeah.
They want you to tell them a story, and you're like,
I feel like it's an inside joke. I think that
they do it on purpose.
Yeah, because I think dental hygienists get together at their little conferences, and they're like, I had one trying to recite the Gettysburg Address, and I had like 7 things in her mouth, and blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
I think that it's like a challenge now for them. That's what I think.
Yeah, could be. But you no cavities today, though, huh?
No cavities.
Good for you, brushing.
Does your hygienist recommend that you use a certain mouthwash to prevent stuff?
You know, she actually did recommend one. It's like a special one. She's like, you got to hop on Amazon to order it.
And I'll be darned.
What makes it so special?
Yeah.
Made with monkey blood or something? What is it?
All natural. Yeah. You know what works?
No chemically stuff.
You know what works? Swish every night with a little Jack Daniels and you're going to be just fine. It's the same thing.
Did your hygienist make you also swish with hydrogen peroxide before they got started?
Oh, no, that sounds horrible, Dom.
But that's what my hygienist did. It was my first time in the office. She goes, because of COVID, she goes, we're having everybody, the very first thing you do is swish. They hand you a little cup, and they're like, here, swish with this, and it's hydrogen peroxide. And I was skeptical because I was like, wait a minute, is this safe? She goes, oh, it's totally safe. She goes, just spit it out.
Something else that came out of the conference, I think. Right. You don't need to do that.
She's going to raise her hand at the next conference of hygienists. She goes, I actually got this guy from Colorado to swish with hydrogen peroxide.
He was foaming everywhere.
He looked like a rabid dog.
And then I asked him questions.
And they're all like, you win. Oh, that's funny, funny, funny. Are you ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready. Let's do it.
Fine.
Oh, why would you be nervous? You're just here with friends.
Sure.
All right. 10 seconds. I don't know if you've got a first aid kit in your house or in your car, but in 10 seconds, we need 5 things one might find in a first aid kit. 5 different things that might be in a first aid kit. Ready? I think we just talked about one. Ready and go.
Hydrogen peroxide, alcohol swabs, Band-Aids, Neosporin, and with those butterfly sutures.
You know, that's good enough for me. You're a
winner! With the butterfly suture. Yep.
See, you were all nervous and you didn't have to be. You just pounded that right out.
Piece of cake.
Helps when you have kids. I use that thing.
Oh, bad. How old are your kids?
2 and 3.
Oh, yeah. And the fun in your first aid kit future is just beginning. So keep it handy.
It's true. It's true.
Shayla, please stand by. Josh will tell you about your gift card to Target, okay?
Well, thank you for letting me play.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And I hope you have a terrific day. That is Rattle Off today, brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. I liked our contestants today.
Good people right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good people.
Want to play again tomorrow?
I do.
I will. Okay.
All right. I'll be
9 o'clock tomorrow with your boys.